Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Jazz musician Russell Thomas fell in love with the electric guitar as a boy, growing up in the Kimberley Projects in Winston-Salem and listening to local bands like Ghetto Soul. By the age of 16, Russell was already performing with local rhythm and blues bands of his own, and a move to Detroit and a brush with greatness ultimately set him on his life's quest. His new CD is titled Morning Train. I recently caught up with Russell in between gigs at his home in Winston-Salem. He started off on the living room couch with a performance of his original song, Kiss of the Morning Sun. That's a beautiful playing, Russell. Thank you so much for sharing that. What a great way to start off our chat here. You know, when I hear that, there's so much going on as a musician. I'm just curious to know how you're able to get those sounds. What's going on with your right and left hand to create this illusion of really two or even three guitars going on and playing at the same time?
Thank you, David. It's basically how I could describe it is you got some what theorists call contrary motion going on in there.
When you say contrary motion, what do you mean by that in terms of the music? What's going on there?
One voice goes in the backwards direction and the other voice goes in the forward direction. And so it sounds like this here.
That's such a beautiful harmony too. When you began writing A Kiss of the Morning Sun, how did that song evolve in your hands?
Well, actually, the music itself comes first, and after I get the sound where I want it and the composition where I want it, and it's complete, I then assign a title to it, one that is appropriate to the song itself.
It's a beautiful image and a really lovely melody. I love that. It makes you feel good to hear that.
Thank you, David. My own music soothes my soul a lot and keeps me in check a lot with my environment.
Tell me how your early years in music and listening and how guitar came into your life.
Yeah, it started when I was 13 years old. I saw a guitar in the pawn shop window, and I identified with it and wanted to have it. I really wanted to have it. But prior to that, it was local bands played in my area down in the projects where we lived, here in Winston-Salem.
Whereabouts was that?
On a street called Deary Street, it was some Kimberley Projects. And the bands would come there and play their music, and I was just captivated by it. I saw the electric guitar players, they did their thing, and they did it well.
Are we talking like James Brown covers? What sorts of tunes are we talking about?
A band back in those days called Ghetto Soul. A guy named Herbert Stevens played the electric guitar, and he showed me which way to go with it. By me watching him play. That's what I wanted to do. I realized that's what I wanted to do. And so after I saw the guitar in the window, I came home and asked my mom to buy it, and she and my uncle pulled their monies together and bought me the guitar. And I got started, and after maybe 3 years of playing around with the guitar, I joined up with a local band in my area.
At this point, you were in your teen years?
About 16 years old, yes, sir. And I started playing around with a local rhythm and blues band, a band called Odyssey.
And then a trip to Detroit was like another change in your whole musical evolution.
My uncle gave me a bus ticket to go to Detroit and come and stay with my aunties and uncle there. And I was playing in a jazz combo there, the electric guitar And they gave me a chance to get started with them, and they took me around, and they showed me how to play for people who were like ballrooms kind of playing the music. They did that kind of jazz, and that was a new chapter in my life. And so one day the guys asked me I should go see a guy named Earl Clue, and I had no idea why I should go see him or why would they mention this to me. But I took their advice, and I went to see him at a local club. It was called Baker's Keyboard Lounge. And I went there, and I saw Earl Clue. He was maybe he was 25 years old. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. A guy just sitting there playing a guitar by himself, and he held the attention of his audience. And people came out to see him in great numbers. He played this music, and I never heard any music like that in my life, and I never knew music could go that way. And just play a guitar and make music with a guitar. I never knew that. So the next day, I put down my electric guitar and went out and bought a classical guitar. People directed me what kind of guitar I was inquiring about. I had no idea I was wanting a classical guitar.
That's right. We should let listeners know that Earl Klug, unlike a lot of the jazz guitarists at the time, was not playing electric. It was an acoustic setup and a very beautiful, warm sound.
Yes, sir. He had great tone on this instrument. And the tone of the instrument, I think that's the greatest impact that it had on the listeners, the tone that the musician has. He had a tone that I never heard in my life.
Well, you certainly have taken that tone and made it your own, Russell, because you get a beautiful sound on this instrument. Describe the instrument for us and maybe just play a scale or something slow so we can just hear that, just that sound, anything. It's so beautiful. You know, you just have one of those sounds like this. Just play anything for me, Russell. Play me a scale. Play me an arpeggio. It sounds great. Well, you know, I love to share with listeners that sound in the context of your new CD. Let's start off the title cut. So this is Morning Train. And that's the title cut from Russell Thomas's new CD, Morning Train. And, you know, I just love that to start off a CD because it's just got that beautiful forward motion. How do you create that?
Thank you, David. The basic construction of the song is progressions. It progresses from chord to chord. The progressions allows it to move. And also the 4/4 timing of the songs, having four measures per phrase and four beats per measure, that also creates the flow of the music, David.
You're somebody who studied this stuff. I mean, you not only read music, but in your construction and composition, it comes with some experience.
Yes, sir. It came by a lot of instruction, yes. And after one receives the instruction, it comes with a lot of sitting down and letting the rain fall in your mind and letting the seeds come up. And so one has to take time to, as they say, woodshed. As musicians used to call woodshed. And after you come out of college, I found that you have to take some time and just let your mind grow with all that knowledge they pumped into your mind.
I want to hear some more music after that. It makes me feel so good. This is Jesus is Alive from Russell Thomas's CD, Morning Train. Thank you. Jesus is Alive. Beautiful song. And I love the mix of styles with the percussion involved, too. Tell me about the percussion instrument we're hearing.
Yes, I used a drum machine that I programmed the percussions with, and I arranged the percussions the way I thought was the flow of the rhythm of the song. And basically, I used the congas and light cymbals that seemed to go well with an acoustic guitar. It really seemed to go well with the personal kind of touch that I wanted to convey to people, and that went well with me.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it doesn't get in the way at all with what you're doing with your guitar, because those guitar lines themselves, there's a lot to listen for. There's some beautiful things happening there with your right and left hands. I love the mix of styles you get, too. How do you describe what you do? It's really unique to me. Russell Thomas.
Thank you, David. I would describe it as music that is personable. The guitar ministers to the listener one-on-one, and it connects with the listener in his or her own dimensional way.
That's such a beautiful way of putting it. And that, I mean, isn't that kind of the goal of any musician, whether you're in a stadium full of people or in a small club, you want to make that connection with people.
Yes, sir. And I think, David, being that I played the classical guitar, that itself has a lot of open up the door to connecting with people on a personal level. The guitar itself is inviting to the listener. It instead of overpowering them, it invites them to come in closer to it and just hear what it's saying, listen to what it's saying.
What role has spirituality played in your music, Russell?
Yes, the good Lord, he's the orchestrator of it all, David. Indeed, I do serve the good Lord, and my objective is to play venues and things that it would not be crushing or disagreeable to my own spirit or countenance. I like to feel like when I play for venues, I have to feel that I'm at peace with myself. And as far as I'm playing for nightclubs and things like that, that don't make me feel at ease with myself. And I think it don't make the good Lord feel at ease with me also. My objective is to keep it clean, keep my performances clean.
Great. And the crown of righteousness is certainly clean and beautiful. Let's hear that. A crown of righteousness. Music by Russell Thomas from his CD, Morning Train. Thomas, this is a beautiful song as well, and so much going on there. Again, it's hard on the radio to even picture the fact that it's just you playing all these lines. How do you play the bass line and that melody and the accompaniment line at the same time? Could you describe what's going on with your hands?
I think I could show you better on the guitar, David.
I saw your left hand, actually the thumb came down to press down the frets as you're playing with your right.
Yes, it's very useful that when the guitar itself, when you're playing so many voices or as many as you could possibly play, and the guitar must express another sound from some other string, the thumb itself will support, it'll come in and support naturally.
Well, Russell, thank you so much for taking time out to talk with me today.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my music with you and giving me a great boost, David. Thank you so much.
Jazz guitarist Russell Thomas. We've been sampling from his new CD, Morning Train. The 2013 release is out on the Tate Music Group label. You'll find links at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Russell recently performed live at the Muddy Creek Cafe in Winston-Salem, and you can hear him perform periodically at the Bojangles restaurants on Stratford and Rinalda Roads. This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and when we get back from this short break, it's the King of the Baroque, his greatest hit, and a conductor who knows his oratorio like the back of his hands. Winston-Salem Symphony Music Director Bob Moody is here, and hallelujah, it's Handel's Messiah. Mary Dalton takes us behind the scenes with Frank Capra and more next when Triad Arts Weekend continues.